The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio, waiting to take your calls on anything you'd like to talk about your health. Perhaps you've had a problem, you've tried, you've done everything you can think of, you've applied all kinds of different remedies and come up with the same old, something that doesn't work, right? Well, here's an opportunity. Let's talk about it. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Well, Happy New Year, everybody. Well, almost another 2 days, and then we're out of 2018. Where has the year gone? You know, when I was very young, I used to listen to the older folks in the family. Now I'm one of those older folks, and they used to say, don't wish time away. It goes faster and faster and faster. And it's like, didn't we just do this a couple days ago? I mean, you know, bringing in 2018. It's craziness, right? Well, we're here at 2019 coming up, and you know, there's so many of us that are going to sit there and say, well, what did we do this year? What's different in our life? You know, last year, going into that midnight hour, if you will, we begin to sit down and make resolutions, and we're going to resolve to do something. Well, there's a problem with that, and there's a big difference between resolving and committing. And I don't know if you know that. I never resolve to do anything unless I commit to it first. So here's what the deal is. Let me tell you what resolutions actually mean. What does it mean to resolve, right? To resolve something simply means this. It's an affirmation to do something. It's all it is. It's a statement, you know. It's to find a way to deal with something, to resolve that you're going to move towards it and so forth. But when you choose the word to resolve, is that a very hard and stone, I'm going to get it done type of situation? Not really. Let me give you a better word. Let me give you something that you really need to imbue, think about, and have some ownership over. And what that is a commitment. A commitment is to really cut off any other option to do something. Commit something, someone, you know, to do something, to pledge, to give your word to do it, to us, you know, and that's surrounding yourself with all of the things that you need to do. So a commitment, right? Making a commitment involves dedicating yourself to something. It's like somebody, you know, we've heard the term, you know, a person with a cause. They are unstoppable. So before you make a commitment, I want you to think very, very carefully about what it is that you really are willing to dedicate everything about you to. A commitment obligates you. A resolution does not. When you commit to something, you are obligating yourself to do something. You know, when you commit to, you know, unfortunately, so many of us would commit to a marriage and then we kind of tail that off at a certain point. But a commitment, it means to do. It means to cut off any other opportunity, option, otherwise that would get in its way. So tomorrow on New Year's Eve, I want you to be very careful with what you make a list out of. But because those things that you are going to write down must be committed if you're going to do anything differently in 2019. If you don't commit, I promise you next year, going into 2020, you're going to say, oh my God, what did I do? How did I make it happen? What didn't I do? You know, there's a good friend of mine that I traveled with for about 8 years, and many of you have heard me talk about him. And his name is Tony Robbins. He's this big 6'7", you know, motivational speaker, life coach. Forbes has got him one of the top 50 business people on the planet. And he talks a little bit about, you know, what life is all about and the lessons that we have. And lessons seem to come back repetitively until we get them right. Robbins says, he said, I believe life is constantly testing us for the level of commitment. commitment, the level of commitment, and life's greatest rewards are reserved for those who demonstrate a never-ending, and that's the word, never-ending commitment to act until they achieve. So that's the difference. Are you committed to what you need to get done, taking away any other option off the table? You know, that level of commitment can move mountains, but it must be constant and it must be consistent. You can't dabble in it. You can't play with it. You can't move it forward. And we're going to talk about that commitment as it relates to your health and the things that you want to achieve and that sense of wellness and that capacity to do whatever it is that you'd like to do in your life that you've perhaps not achieved. I was going to use the word fail, but not have achieved, because failure is only when you stop. Failure is when you stop moving forward. You know, that never-ending commitment, it doesn't say that you accomplish perfectly. It just means you never stop. So even though that, oh my God, you know, I didn't make it 100%, well, that's okay as long as you keep moving towards that 100%. So as long as you don't stop and you're fully committed, cutting off any other option relative to what that target is that you need to do. So let's walk through the process. And I want to take your calls today at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. And let's talk about your health commitments. And let me see what I can do to kind of put you in a direction and give you a different look at what you may want to consider, if you will, if you really truly want to get it done. You know, the commitments that people put out there are kind of interesting when you look at to see what they do every year. You know what the top four commitments are, or not resolutions. We'll talk about resolutions. So the top four resolutions are eat healthier, get more exercise, focus on yourself, self-care, and then save more money. Interesting, right? So how many of you committed to one of those things or resolved last year that you were going to eat healthier and get more exercise and save more money and focus on self-care and didn't get there, that you didn't achieve that? Well, let me say this to you. If you simply said, I'm going to eat healthier, get more exercise, save more money, and focus on self-care, and you were sitting with me and I asked you the question, give me specifics. What does that mean to you to eat healthier? What does it mean to you to get more exercise? What does it mean to you to focus on making you a better human being, getting more sleep, working on your psychological matrix, whatever, and saving more money? Well, you know, if you put $5 in the bank and you never put any money in the bank before that, guess what you did? You saved more money that year. But what's your goal? What's the outcome? What it is that you want to achieve? See, your brain doesn't know the difference between a commitment and something that actually happens to you physiologically. So if we want to be specific, we need to set a standard. So eat healthier. Well, do you know what that means? Have you taken the opportunity and break it down? Have you looked at your body? Have you analyzed it a little bit? Do you know what your body fat ratios are? Do you know what your bone density is? Do you know what your vitamin D level is? Do you know what you have to do to make that happen? See, until you can have a very specific target, you can't move towards the target. Until you know what it is that you exactly want, how can you walk the path to that goal, that end place, that commitment that you are going to walk towards? It's impossible. You can't do it. If you get more exercise, anything other than sitting on your butt all day long with a remote control in your hand, flicking the television stations, is probably getting more exercise. But are you going to continue doing that, getting up, walking upstairs, walking around? You know, some of my patients tell me, you know, I can't exercise. I said, yes, you can. No, I can't. Yes, I can. Yes, you can. So what do I tell them? I tell them to do the things that they have the most difficult time doing. I have some patients that have a hard time just getting up out of a chair. So what do I tell them? Get out of the chair. Stand up, walk across the room, come back, sit down in the chair. Do that 25 to 30 times a day. I didn't say do it all at one time, but do it 25 to 30 times a day. And they look at me and say, well, I can't do that. Yes, you can. You can get up. Who put you in the chair? You put yourself in the chair. Get yourself up, walk across the room, come back. You know, eating healthier might simply mean that you got to stop with the sugar. You know, or cut it way, way, way back and give yourself a defined, okay, I'm eating 4 candy bars a day and drinking 3 sodas a day, and I'm committed that I'm going to stop this stupidness over a long period of time, and I'm only going to have maybe 1 candy bar maximum, and I got to get rid of the sodas, and I'm going to start cutting down, and I'm going to give myself a period of time. So your commitments have to be based on a very specific target, what it is that you're, what's your outcome? Why are you doing it? See, if you don't have a why behind it, you can't get it done. No why, no movement forward. I can tell you all the things that you need to do ultimately to achieve your goal, but ultimately you have to take a look in the mirror and find out how great of a commitment you have inside of you to move forward on a day-to-day basis. See, it's a day-to-day application. It's not when you think about it. It's a day-to-day situation. It's not when I get to it. It's a day-to-day application, not, well, you know, I'll figure it out along the way. You have to be detailed. So if you're going to make this year different than you've had any other time in your life, because, you know, all those resolutions that you failed and nothing's ever moved forward, you still got the same 40 pounds on you that you had, you know, 20 years ago, and maybe you've lost it a couple times, would you put it back on? You're going to lose that 40 pounds again? Doesn't make any sense. What is your commitment? See, so the commitment might be somebody, and I'm making these numbers up, somebody who's 230 pounds. It may be, you know, I'm going to commit to creating a body that weighs 190 pounds. And that body needs to be at, if it's a man, maybe about 14% body fat. And if it's a woman, it might be 23% body fat. You know, those are within the parameters. And I'm going to commit to whatever I need to do to get that done. But what's the why behind it? Why do you want to do that? Maybe the why is enough because my father dropped dead at age 56 and I don't want to have that. I want to live, but you better put a number on it. I want to live to be, you know, 90 years old. I want to live to be 85 years old. You better put a direction, a target that you're committed to achieving. And remember, commitment is not stopping. It's moving towards that stated outcome. I resolve to eat healthier. Well, what the heck does that mean? I resolve to get more exercise. Well, what does that mean? And the better question is, why? Why do you want to eat healthier? Why do you want to get more? Because you don't want to drop dead. You want to get off the medications. You want, you know, those 8 or 9 different drugs that you're on all the time. You know, your doctor says, well, let's watch it. You're due for hip surgery or knee surgery at some point in your life. My brain says, I ain't going there. What do I have to do to resolve in my life not to make that take place? Or better yet, what do I have to resolve that I can be more flexible and I can agile and I can exercise and I can do the things I want to do and my head's clear and I can move forward and I have energy that's abundant so I can achieve all the things I want to achieve in my life? Do you know what my purpose is in life? It's to serve, it's to educate and empower others. Not myself, others, individuals, other people on their journey to achieve extraordinary health. That's what my commitment is to you. That's why every week when we do this program, I get excited because I give you a little bit, another little piece of the puzzle for your commitments to yourself. When a patient comes into our office, you know what they want to know? Let me tell you what they want to know. They want to know, can you help me? How long is it going to take? How much is it going to cost? And I look at it and say, okay. So wouldn't a better definition be not only that, but what can I do continue to maintain my life at the highest level possible? We're going to talk about that today is, you know, how do you stay committed to yourself? What are your commitments? Let's talk about it. Is your commitment to get off the drugs finally? Is your commitment to get the weight off? Is the commitment to get rid of the pain? Is the commitment to, you know, all these drugs are killing me and I feel worse since I've been? Well, give me a call. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Let's talk about your commitments, how you can get there, what you can do about it. You know, this will be a fun program. I'm willing to walk you through it. Don't go away. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. I'm in studio, 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. Give me a call. Let's talk about your New Year's commitments. No resolutions this year, people, because, you know, those are kind of, they wash through your fingers. How many of you really made positive changes in your life as a result of, you know, your resolutions last year, you know, and how many of you failed? My guess is that a few of you made some resolutions, but you were fully committed to achieving them. And most of you, you know, you started out real quick, committed and so forth. You know, by the way, January in the gyms are almost impossible to get into because everybody's resolving to go to the gym and work out, get more exercise, do something, start walking. You know, you go to the malls in the morning starting, you know, this week, and you're going to see people walking in the malls early in the morning before the malls open up. You're going to see people doing all kinds of stuff. And then all of a sudden, long about February, they disappear. You can get in there any time that you want. And it's like the ghost of disappearance. It just, boom, it's gone. So are you among that group of people, or are you really at a place where you're ready to commit to change something that is different? So let me tell you this. How many of you have ignored your health over a period of time and you finally got to the place where you say, well, there's nothing I can do about it. It's just the way it is. Or you listen to the good old doc and that tells you from a place of caring about you, by the way, that you're going to have to take this drug or do this thing, whatever, for the rest of your life. Are you really satisfied with that? I don't know about you, but my brain says there's got to be another way because the good Lord didn't make a body that was going to crash and needed to have medication and drugs the rest of their life, unless there's something that's missing. You know, like you take your thyroid out, you're going to need medication. There's just no two ways about it. Once that sucker is gone, it's gone. And you got to put something in to supplant that and make sure that it has all the other connections that it needs to have. But in the meantime, most of the things that happen to us are out of neglect. Because you resolved kind of weakly to change things. You know, how many of you can say that you are at the same weight that you were 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago? I won't tell you how many years have passed, but my weight right now is lighter than it was when I was playing ball in college. Why? Because I'm committed to be on this planet to bug all of you for at least another 50 years. And if I don't do that, I'm not going to be able to accomplish that piece. And what I'm saying, bugging you, is to give you all the data that you need to have. So what is your outcome? What is it that you would like to have achieve in your life? I have patients tell me, I can't stop eating sugar. Well, because you're focusing on the sugar. You know, I tell the story when I lecture often of two guys going into the doc's office and they have chest x-rays. And the doc says, you know, Mr. Jones, you have a shadow on your lungs. I'm really concerned about it because it's beginning to infiltrate into other areas, and you've got to quit smoking because I don't think we have much time if you don't. So the guy gets very upset, gets afraid. He quits the cigarettes. And then that same day, Mr. Anderson comes in, and Mr. Anderson just had an x-ray, and the doc puts the films up and says, you know, Mr. Anderson, we've got a big shadow in the lower portion of your lung. You know, I'm really concerned. It's in the wrong place. You've got to give those cigarettes up. So both of these guys are in a place of pain, right? So their motivation at that point is, oh my God, I'm going to die of cancer if I don't do something now. So they both quit. So 6, 7, 8 months go by, and you go to the first guy, Mr. Jones, and you see him, and you haven't seen him in a while. You offer him a cigarette. Say, hey, Mr. Jones, would you like a cigarette? He says, no, I quit smoking. So if you... You know, hours later, you run into Mr. Anderson and you offer him a cigarette. And Mr. Anderson says, no, I don't smoke. There's a difference between the two headspaces. See, both of them resolved to stop. But the commitment in Mr. Anderson's case was to change his outcome, to become healthier, become stronger, to become better. See, the guy who's thinking about, you know, I quit smoking and still smoking in his brain. He just has to stay away from it because he's in a lot of pain. The guy who says, no, I don't smoke, now looks at himself as somebody that is completely different. He's developed a lifestyle, a habit of someone who's a non-smoker. Which one are you when it comes to your diet? Which one is you when it comes to your medication? Which one is you when it comes to getting any exercise? Which one is you when your headspace is in a stinking, thinking, negative pattern constantly instead of looking at the beauty of life and be able to surround yourself with all those things that are magnificent and moving you towards an outcome that is far better, far superior than anything that you possibly have ever achieved in your life? Which one do you want to embrace going into 2019? Well, we're going to talk about how you do that, whether you're smoking, whether you have high blood pressure, whether you have diabetes, whether you have heart disease. I'll give you some tips. Give me a call at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. You could also go to RoselleCare.com, but we're going to cover those things. I want you to take notes today because I'm going to give you the steps of how to do anything that you want to get done. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Dr. Tom Roselle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Roselle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roselle Live, as you do every week, right? 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Let's talk about your stuff. Let's talk about things that are happening in your world relative to your commitments to yourself coming up in 2019, the medications that you're on, you know, the diagnosis of diabetes that you had. What can you, you know, it makes me crazy when I listen to commercials, by the way, and I see these drug advertising that is specifically for one thing, to get you to call your doctor to say, I want that stuff. That's all it's about. I want that stuff. Do you have the acumen, the diagnostic background, the capacity intellectually, educationally, to be able to determine whether that is good enough for you? Well, you know, the good news and the bad news. The bad news for us is probably you don't have everything that you need to have to make an intelligent decision. The problem is most of your doctors don't either, because they're being motivated, they're being directed by the drug company that comes in, you know, the sales rep, and says, hey, doc, you know, we got this stuff, and, you know, it's like Eliquis or anything like of that nature, this time of the year, the Tamiflu, if you will. And, you know, why don't you use this stuff and let us know what you think of it? Let us know what you think about it? I mean, really? That means that they're going to use it on you, and he's going to observe the outcome, or she, and they're going to report back to the drug company. And, oh, by the way, they happen to put a little money aside just in case. Just in case. You know, when you start looking at the side effects of these things that they don't, they say, oh, it only happens occasionally. Well, maybe you're the occasional that it's going to happen to. You know, they talk about the Tamiflu, which, you know, the generic is Oseltamivir. Timavir, and it's an antiviral medication, supposedly, and it supposedly blocks the actions of influenza virus type A and B. The problem is, if you don't get to it very quickly, it doesn't work. You got to have it. They even tell you, if you look up the drug, it says if you've had the symptoms for more than a couple of days, it doesn't work. And you can read that yourself. That's what it's all about. So if it's not working and you have significant side effects of something like that, you know, aren't you rolling the dice? Because what happens is if you take this thing and it doesn't work anyway and it produces more wheezing, that's one of the side effects. It produces more phlegm and productive coughing. It can give you back pain and stomach pain and arm pain and jaw pain and bloating and chest pain and discomfort and diarrhea and drooling and facial swelling and irregular heartbeat and hoarseness and increased thirst, and it goes on. It's like craziness. I mean, look this stuff up before you say yes to any of it. So when you look at something like Tamiflu that your doctor says, well, let's give this to you so we'll see if it can help, right? And the common side effects are nausea and vomiting and abdominal pain. Don't you think there might be a better way of handling this stuff? Just maybe? You know, don't take my word for it. Look it up. I've said forever, right? Don't believe me or anybody else. Do your own homework. My job is to provoke you to make sure that you do your homework. You know, check out things like zinc and echinacea and vitamin C and vitamin D and, you know, things of that nature, and see what the effect is. Do your work, but look at both sides of the puzzle and see what you can come up with. You know, look at the vaccines, you know, for different types of medications. See what the effect actually is before you say yes to anything. Before you say yes to anything, it's up to you. See, you're in the driver's seat. You know, about 5 years ago, I wrote a book, 6 years ago now, time passes. It's called Ageless Health. Health is a do-it-yourself program. That means that you are in the driver's seat. That means do not abdicate your authority to your own body, to your own health, particularly as you commit to being better in 2019. Do not believe anyone. Do your homework unless they lay it out for you in very specific format. When you come in and you see me, ask me questions. Not why do I believe it, but where does it come from? What's the data? See, I'm qualified as chiropractor and acupuncturist, doctor in integrative natural medicine. I have 2 diplomates in functional human nutrition. And even with that background, ask questions because it's your health, your body, your life, right? So you need to make sure that you understand that there's a risk reward benefit of things. Are you willing to take the risk? If not, you better step up to the plate and do what you need to get done. It's not okay. You know, in the office, we have our ongoing in-house continuing education programs throughout the year. Why do we do them? We do them to give you as much information as we possibly can on varied subjects. Coming up next weekend, in the studio, Dr. Leonard Poe will be my guest, and we're going to be talking about laboratory diagnosis. And the topic that will follow that in-house will be, is your doctor ordering the right lab work? Are they ordering complete lab work? Wouldn't you like to know, have enough information to ask the right questions? You know, and some of them, they'll say, why aren't you ordering this? And they'll say to you, well, because your insurance company won't pay for it. That's not the right answer. It's just not the right answer, because particularly when there's labs that are out there that are what they call cash labs. I'll give you one. We have a cash lab that we use that is a subsidiary of LabCorp. And if I write a prescription for a complete blood panel, probably, you know, if I wrote it to LabCorp, they're going to charge out somewhere around $2,000+, right? If I send you to their cash subsidiary, it'll run you about $200. Yeah, there's a huge markup in all kinds of stuff. But we make sure that we have that so you can get the diagnostics done, because I really don't care what your insurance is going to be going to pay for. I care about making things available to you so you can find the data that you need to have. There's a lot of laboratories now that won't write vitamin, or a lot of doctors won't send you to the laboratory to get a vitamin D test. Why? And there's some labs that won't even do the vitamin D test. Why? When your low levels of vitamin D can increase your risk of cancers, bone density problems, heart problems, prostate problems in guys, brain function. Why wouldn't you do that when you consider that 80% of the people at this latitude, 80% are vitamin D deficient? It doesn't make any sense to me. But you need to be the one that's in charge. You're the one that has to make a difference. So when somebody says, take this, ask, what are the side effects? Well, they're not that many. What are the side effects? Well, they're very rare. What are the side effects? And find out that you know. Or look it up. Go to a site like drugs.com and put it in there and stack the drugs you're taking and find out. How many of you are taking insulin or insulin type medications, and you're also on a statin, which is something that is designed to decrease cholesterol in your body? Did you know that if you take a statin, that you increase your need for insulin? Did you know that? Your doctor didn't tell you that, did he? Look it up. Go on the web. Check it out. But go to all the sites. You have to know these things. Did you know that the effectiveness rate of a statin is very, very minimal? Check that out. There was an article that was published in New England Journal of Medicine. And you've heard me talk about it. It basically said that you have to treat 100 men with a statin for 5 years to prevent about 1 heart attack. Is the side effects of the statin worth that to you? When the reason that you plaque has to do with something other than high cholesterol, it has to do with your inflammatory levels within your body. Even if you have low cholesterol, if your inflammatory levels are high, guess what's happening? You're plaquing. So why don't you commit to yourself not only to change some things about your lifestyle, because all these things that we're talking about are lifestyle habits, but also to commit to making sure that you understand the side effects, the compounded side effects of the different things that you're taking, including vitamins. How many of you take Costco vitamins? How many of you just go in the drugstore and grab anything? Well, vitamin C is vitamin C. Not really. Multiple vitamins is multivitamin. Not really. It's the processing that can be very dangerous. You have to know what it is that you put in your system. A patient comes in and said, well, you're giving me this. I said, yeah, we use 26 different laboratories because, and they're all professional, organic, inspected labs. And the reason that we use so many is because not one laboratory, even the good ones, produce the same quality across the board. How many of you take in nutrient bases because somebody's in a multi-level marketing company and they convince you that it's good for you and you need to take it into your body because you got to buy something from them, so you might as well take it, right? Sue and I were sitting on the sofa and she said, did you see the commercial on Prevagen? You know, that substance that they use for the brain. And I said, no. She said, well, catch it the next time it came on. And I did. And I said, oh my God. And what they say about Prevagen was really interesting. They said that, you know, all the things that they tell you how it works with the brain, it's never been tested on human trials. It's only been tested in computerized models. So you got to look at the underlying data on this stuff. Commit to yourself to make sure you get it. So where does somebody start? Where's a good old boy supposed to start with all this stuff? First, commit. Commit to change your lifestyle. Commit to get off the junk. You know my mantra? Sugar, sodas, coffee, black teas, fast food, fried foods, alcohol, gluten, additives, preservatives, GMO products. Why don't you start there? Do you know that GMO products are illegal in the EU? Did you know that? You know that you go over there and you can't get the same garbage that you get here in this country because it's illegal. So doesn't it make you feel a little suspicious that you might be the laboratory rat? And because we have such an open system about, hey, doc, I need to, better than yet, you know, now you can get Viagra online. So you get online, you put your name in, and then there's a guy there asks you about a, you know, a few questions and you pay $5 for that online examination and they send you your Viagra in a brown paper bag. And did you ever ask yourself the question, are there side effects of that stuff? Yep, there are. It can cause problems with vascular patterns. It can cause problems with headaches. It can cause problems with your eyes. It can cause other systems not to work. Why don't you check it out before you say, oh, I need that. Why don't you figure out why your body's not working and it should be working? You know, when you start seeing young men in my practice in their late 30s and early 40s, and they're having erectile dysfunction problems, why? It's not supposed to happen that way. Shouldn't be an issue. Not at that age. Shouldn't be an issue at any age. So we have huge mass marketing that is playing on the fact that we are environmentally destroying ourselves. That you're eating so much sugar in your diet that everybody's going into a diabetic or pre-diabetic pattern. And we say, oh, my God, why is that happening? Well, because you're eating pasta and pizza. You know the commercial, that Dom commercial, you know, Dominic's Pizza? Pizza? We're carbohydrate junkies. You're going to run home for a pizza? You're going to run home so you're going to have pizza and then you're going to have breadsticks and all the other crap on top of it? Really? Really? Do you think it's time to commit a little differently? I want you to think about your lifestyle. Are you willing to go through the slings and arrows of degradation and breakdown that you're the cause of because you're unwilling to ask the question? Because you were unwilling to challenge your doc, you know, the good old boy that went to medical school, right? You know, as I tell my patients, you know, the guy that graduated at the bottom of my class, the bottom of medical school class, you know what they call him? Doctor. Does that mean that they are the best of the best and at the top of the line? I don't think so. Ask them questions. But commit to yourself in 2019 that you're going to do something that is very different and sit there and write a game plan out. But you got to have a why. If you don't have a big enough why, you're not going to do it. Why do you want to get it done? Breathing would be a good thing. How many of you huff and puff if you walk up a half a flight of stairs? What is your why? You have to create it so it's impactful, so it's in front of you all the time. See, I can give you all the do things to get done, ultimately to achieve what it is you tell me that you want to achieve. Don't tell me you want to lose weight. Tell me what you want to become. I don't care about that 20 pounds you want to drop. I care about somebody who wants to be, put the poundage down, the body fat level down, put the intensity level of exercise down. That's somebody who lives that lifestyle, who has a clear brain, high functioning ability to achieve things that they want to do. That's what I care about. I want to get you to a place where you can function better than you've ever functioned before. That's what we're committed to. And that's what I want you to be committed to. I want you to be able to make it happen. We're always there to help you. You want some other information, go to RoselleCare.com. You know, ask one of the docs to, you know, get online with you, get on the phone with you. Get an appointment. What a way to start out the new year. Go to RoselleCare.com, make an appointment, come in, and have one of our great integrative staff, whether it's a nutrition department or one of our chiropractors, one of our acupuncturists, whether our integrative physicians, work with you to make things different. We're coming up to the end of the first part of the program. So that means don't go away. I'm going to wrap this up for you. I'm going to give you some clues and some cues and some things that you can do to commit to yourself. I'll be right back.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rozell live, as you do every Sunday from now on until Redskins season next year, before they start bouncing us around again. We'll be here at high noon, 12 o'clock, 12 to 1 o'clock every Sunday live, because we want to educate you. We want to give you as much data as we possibly can. We know that you listen to us from all over the place, and we thank you for tuning in. Let everybody know about the program, because we want to give you the data. This year may be fun for us, because we'll be reaching out in different communities, much more so than we have in the past, and we'll let you know as that takes place. Make sure you take the tour to RoselleCare.com, RoselleCare.com. Also go to DrTom, DrTom, RoselleCare.com. And both sites, they kind of go back and forth between each other, but there's a lot of data there for you. There's some videos for you to watch. There'll be more of the posted as the year goes on. And attend our in-house program, because they're there for you, because we want to make sure that you are properly educated. You know, if you do that, you understand why you're doing something, it's a done deal. But, you know, we've been talking about commitments, right? So we said don't resolve to do anything, because that's kind of, you know, namby-pamby, you know, it's like going out with your sister or brother. It's not okay. It's nothing really deep into that situation. I didn't say that. But let's talk about what it takes to commit, right? So if you want a happy life, and I'm talking about physically, and I'm talking about emotionally, and I'm talking about a body that you can enjoy your journey through this world, you've got to tie it to goals, outcomes, not things or people. You have to have an outcome that is so deep and motivating inside of you that you constantly are willing to step towards that. So you have to have a vision. And that vision has to be tied into the why. Why? Why do you want it? Sit down and really get it clean. See, there's only two things in life, pain and pleasure. And I can get most of you to do virtually anything if you spend 10 minutes with me from a pain point of view. But it's not going to last unless you tie something that you want. So you got to have that end piece, that what is it? What's the purpose, right? Why do you need to get that done? So life for all of us is demanding. You know, we have all of our stuff that's pulling on us. And, you know, the bottom line is that how do you make these commitments? And you got to write them down. You have to know why you want them. They're based on value systems. And I teach a course about that, by the way, and that many of you have attended over the years. But here's what it happens. You've got to have the why. You've got to create ongoing successful habits. And you have to applaud yourself when you do something partially right, because you're not going to be perfect. But, you know, there is, you know, as my dear friend Yoda in Star Wars said, there is no try. There's only do or do not. So the fact that you're doing doesn't mean that you're going to be perfect at it unless you keep doing it and you keep perfecting it. So you have to do it every day. Don't stop. Whenever you want to achieve something, keep your eyes open and focused on the target. Know where it is that you're going, but you've got to know exactly what you want. It has to be defined very, very specifically. Okay? Know that. Be accountable to someone. Get yourself an accountability partner. When you decide that you're going to get something done and you know what it is about, get somebody who will tweak your butt and make you move forward. You know, somebody said, we all have those irritating people in our lives. Find one and then commit that you're going to do it and say, you have my blessing to go after me. And then again, make sure that, you know, you develop an insatiable hunger to achieve that. And what that really means is make sure that this commitment that you're going to, you know, write down tonight, tomorrow, going into 2019 is one that you want so deeply within yourself that you're willing to educate yourself, associate with people who are doing the same thing, and continue moving forward. And by the way, here's the other piece. Get rid of people around you who are naysayers, who tell you you can't do it, who say, what are you doing that for? Come on, let's go down and have a beer. Let's go get a pizza. Oh, don't, you're going to stay home and cook? Why are you doing that? Get rid of those people in your lives because you're not going to be able to achieve what it is that you've committed to. Write those things down and then put them in a place where you look at them every day, not, you know, occasionally, and then tweak them and make them better. And then 2019 will be the best year that you have ever experienced across the board. I promise you that. And if we can help you at the Results Center, you're going to let us know. We're coming up to the end of the program. Just want you to know that I love you all. See you next week.